Now, according to a report from the Inspector of Prisons, Judge Michael Riley, a culture of fear, bullying and intimidation of young people by some staff in St Patrick's Institution for Young Offenders has prevailed, which has resulted in the human rights of some children and some young adults being ignored or violated. Some child and young adult prisoners who could be described as vulnerable were being especially targeted. With me is Father Peter McVerry, Director of the Peter McVerry Trust. Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this is not news to you.
No, it's not. That's what's so horrible. So shocking about it. I mean, in 1985, almost 30 years ago, the Whittaker Report called for St Patrick's Institution to be closed as a matter of urgency, that you could not rehabilitate young people in that environment. And we've had a succession of reports. We've had EU Commission, the CPT as it's called, came and wrote several damning reports on St Patrick's. The Ombudsman for Children wrote a damning report on St Patrick's. This has all been known for the last...
Okay, now, a picture of the place. There's a gang culture within, there's a drug culture within, and we'll talk about education or lack of and so on in a minute. But a young person going into that who is not so far contaminated by either gang or drug culture, you'd expect the prison officer's first job is, I'm going to protect that young fella.
Yeah. It doesn't happen. People are just numbers. First of all, let me say there are some terrific prison officers in St. Patrick's, and that doesn't come across in the media discussion because the focus is on the small number who have been abusive. There are some terrific who will really care for young people. However, as you say, the culture in St. Patrick's Institution is one of fear. There's a huge amount of intimidation, a huge amount of bullying from prisoner to prisoner, but also, as the report highlights, intimidation of prisoners
so
by prison officers.
So even the inspectors going in, trying to get the information found, prisoners fearful of telling the truth.
He tells one horrific story of he's talking to a young lad who had a bruise over his eye. He was in a punishment cell, and he asked him how did he get the bruise over his eye, and he said he fell out of the bed. The inspector says he didn't believe him, and when he tried to question him, the prisoner said, I don't want to talk to you anymore. The inspector said he had never found such fear in any prison that he had visited to date. As he found with that young fellow. Nobody had ever expressed such fear.
We have these prisoners being stripped naked. And,
yes.
And this would include children who
that's
have
right.
been abused and therefore
that's
would
right.
have a particular resonance for them, a nasty resonance.
Absolutely. We've had all these reports. We've had the Ryan report and the Murphy report. We've had reports about what happened to other children in other institutions, and the state expressed its horror and wrung its hands. And here we have an institution run by the state in which similar things were happening to children. Similar abuse was happening to children.
Clothes being cut off prisoners.
Prisoner being hogtied really is the only, you're put into an arm, your arms are pushed up behind your back, somebody gets hold of your neck and you are literally carried. Some officers carrying your legs, the rest carrying
now,
your body into a cell and then their clothes are physically stripped off your...
Sometimes
off
cut
you,
off.
Yeah, and some of those young people would have been young people who had experienced sexual abuse in childhood.
However, on the other side, there would be difficult prisoners, wouldn't there?
Gurriers
who'd have a go at the prison officers given half a chance.
Of course, they're very difficult. Some of them would be very difficult. However, in my view, all the young people who are in St. Patrick's Institution are the most damaged children often in our society, which is why they're there. The most damaged children, they can also, of course, be very difficult children, but that's why you need staff who are trained in how to deal with young people like that. We have similar young people in Oberstown and Trinity House. Similar, very, very difficult young people, and yet you don't have the same criticisms being made of them. The staff there are trained to handle young people who are difficult, and that's not the case.
This picture, though, of young people being locked up 23 hours a day, an education system where the amount of hours they were getting per day was overstated, inadequate record keeping, so that when you have people being given punishments of various kinds being locked up, over 200 of them, but only records in the case of 130.
Right.
What is going on in there?
There's a lack of care. I mean, it's clear that there was a lack of care, a lack of concern, and a lack even of interest in what was happening to young people. One of the things the inspector, it's a small little thing, but it's indicative of the of what was going on. One of the things he criticises were the clothes, the prison clothes that the young people were given. He said they were ill-fitting, they were torn and had holes in them, and they were dirty. Now, giving those clothes to a young person is indicative of an atmosphere where you really just don't care about the young person. Mm-hmm. They're just numbers, they're just prisoners, and you treat them. And this culture goes all the way to the top. It doesn't stop with governors or management within the prison. It goes right up to the former director of the Irish Prison Service and right up to former Minister for Justice. There was a whole system that just didn't care about what was happening to young people. If they didn't know, it was because they didn't want to know.
There's an expression in Irish, Mullan Oiga agus Chuckish, and, you know, praise the young and they will respond, they will grow with you. However, you've also said yourself that these children, many of them are lost from a very early age. I mean, can you adopt that tough love approach rather than just tough approach in a place like St. Patrick's, and will they respond?
Well, obviously, it's not the ideal environment. Obviously, they don't want to be there, and they're contained there by the prison officers. So there is a them and us and a lack of trust between the prison officers and the prisoners. And there's very little you can do about that. Nevertheless, if you approach prisoners in a way that shows respect to them, in a way that acknowledges that they are persons and that they're persons with dignity, then you minimise that. I remember reading a report in the Inspector of Prisons in England, and he was visiting one prison where there were zero reports of violence or serious mm-hmm. incidents. And he went in and he noticed the first thing happened to a prisoner when he was admitted to the prison. He was brought in and he was sat down and he was asked, did he want a cup of tea?
Yeah.
And that was the atmosphere that prevailed in that prison, and there was no violence in that prison. So I think when you treat people with respect, you will be treated back with respect.
You mentioned the report 30 years ago, and there have been other reports since and prison visits. Do you think this is now the watershed? The minister's pledged this morning that 17-year-olds will be gone out of there by 2014, and indeed he's hoping that 18 to 21-year-olds will also be accommodated elsewhere by 2014. Is this the end?
Hopefully it is. I think we have reached a watershed. I think we have reached a boiling point, as it were. The reports have been piling up. They have already moved the 16-year-olds out into Oberstown. The plan is to move the rest out by 2014. However, I'd have to say, you know, the money to build that extension to Oberstown has been ring-fenced for the last 6 years and nothing has happened. But hopefully now, and I'm not sure where the 18 to 21-year-olds are going to go, that hasn't been spelt out. They're not going to go down
by
to Oberstown.
By the way, people are saying on the text screen, you know, these lads are getting a taste of what they dish out themselves. That's a Mick and Tullamore. Another one saying, what age are these children, in quotes? Adolescent males can be dangerous and violent.
I mean,
we're not talking about seven-year-olds, you know, can I have some more, please, or that kind of child. We're talking about people who have been battle-hardened on the streets.
Yeah, we're talking about very difficult and therefore very damaged young people. Now, the question is, do we treat them with the same lack of respect that they have treated other people? If we do, then we just prolong the vicious cycle and they will come out more alienated, more angry and more determined to get their own back on society than they actually went in.
One last thing. We talk about moving them to Oberstown or whatever, but it's not about bricks and mortar, is it?
It's about the relationship.
I mean, that helps,
ultimately,
obviously, but it is not really about bricks and
mortar. It's not about bricks and mortar. It's ultimately about the relationship between staff and prisoners. Staff who are trained and experienced in dealing with what are admittedly very, very difficult behaviour. So it's to do with the training and the relationship between staff and prisoners. In Oberstown and Trinity House, you have equally difficult young people, but the relationships there work much better.
Okay. Father Peter McVerry, thank you very much for joining us. Running a bit late, it's 2 minutes past 11. We'll have news up after this break.